New Moon Celestial Gathering on September 6, 2021. And just get comfortable. You can close your eyes and just take a few deep breaths at your own pace. It's a long, deep breath in and a long, deep breath out. What we'll do in a moment, we're going to call in all of our guides and angels, and I'm going to call in my soul cleanse team. And then we're going to do a personal cleanse. This is just going to be just for those who have that are present and who have signed up, and then those who are listening to this recording. And then we will do our global cleanse. So at this time, just call in your own higher self. Call in any of the spirit team that you have, any special saints or masters or angels that you work with. Now picture yourself, each one of us, in the middle, surrounded by all of these beings, and you're safe. Nothing is ever done without permission of your higher self. So nothing that's going to affect anything from your pre-incarnation plans or anything that is scheduled for you will be altered. And you could picture yourself sitting in a chair, sitting on the floor, laying down, floating, however you want to picture yourself. And at this time, just open your heart to receiving their love. Just allow them to do the work. They're going to be doing a clearing on your physical form, your physical body, on the mental plane, on the causal plane. This is just for you right now. We'll work on everybody else later. And they're reminding us that so many times we forget our self-care, to take care of our own needs. If we don't take care of ourselves, and we end up getting burnt out, and then we're not a help to anybody. Just to receive. Their love, receive their clearing. Just open yourself more and more. And if you'd like, you can also just send them back love as well and gratitude. I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes so we can just enjoy the blessings. Right, we're now going to invite in more of our angels and guides for the global cleanse. This is going to include anyone that you are energetically connected to. So what we're going to do is we're going to start right where you're at right now, building you're in, the room that you're in. And just see yourself expanding out, you and your team, out to anyone who lives under the same roof as you. And we're going to expand out through the neighborhood. And out throughout your whole country. Over all the waters. And keep expanding out till you get to the end of the outer edges of the energy field of the earth. We're going to be working on the grids as well. The earth itself and all the inhabitants, including not only the humans, but also all the flowers, all the animals, and those in other dimensions, as well as those in the inner earth. And as we do this meditation, you can tune me out if you want, but what I'm going to do, because I usually do this silently when I work by myself, but I'm going to kind of introduce who's each one of the groups that I work with that are part of the soul cleanse, because each one of them is a representative of all of the beings in their particular group. So you can kind of see who we're working with and what their main specialty is. They all do many things, but some do have specialties. And each one of these that's in my group, they have billions now of legions that work with them. So they've already called in all of their legions. So now there's billions tuned in right now. It would just stagger our mind if we really knew how many were here. So right now, all of these are working at the same time. I'm just going to mention them one at a time, but they're all already doing this full work. So the first group is the Arcturians. And their main role that's different from the others is they have permission, they have dominion over the darkest of the dark entities. That's like the reptilians, the rogue reptilians, and the rogue mantis, and those other tribes that have been causing a lot of problems down here. Now, they were invited to come into here because this is a world of duality. But like each of us, at times they get further and further away from the light. We forgot who they were and things got pretty messy. Though we cannot go against anyone's free will. However, if they are purposely pushing themselves on someone who's asking for them to be removed and released, then we have permission to assist that person because the person has asked. So at this time, all of the Arcturians and their legions, we ask them at this time to remove any of the dark entities that we're allowed to and put them into the proper rooms in quarantine. And we invite all of them to look within and find that spark of light, that's their God connection. It's in there, and have the courage to look for it. And if you're ready at this time, then you are given safe passage to go to the light so that you can begin your healing. And as they're working on that, and we notice the work of Raphael, Archangel Raphael. He also has legions here. And they help on the physical level, mainly with the healing and helping with the release of emotions so that we can get more clarity. And we call in the Ascended Master that most of us know as Mother Mary. She's a representative of all of the female goddesses, such as Kuan Yin, Kali, Shakti. And her main emphasis when the group is to help the children and to help balance the feminine energy. as most of us know, the aggressive masculine energy has been a little bit wacky. And when the feminine energy started coming in and the humans started realizing and taking their power, a lot of them went to the opposite extreme. They actually became aggressive and fighting for their feminine rights. So we're asking for a balance of both. We need both. This is a world of duality. We created it this way, and that's why we came down here. But we need the balance of both within ourselves. So we ask that this balance come as much as possible to each in our realm. We call in Jesus, the Christed One. He's another ascended master. He's walked these planes. He's felt what we felt and more. His message has always been a message of peace and going within. He taught over and over that we all are sons and daughters of God. We're all the same. He called us his brothers. He said, anything I can do, you can do and more. And it's so true. We have the internet. He didn't have that. He had to walk from place to place. So it was really true. And another thing that he taught us so much to understand is that the kingdom of God is within us. God is within us. We are an aspect of God. We don't have all of the potentials that God has because of our humanity. But we do have the creative abilities. And we do have the ability to tune into that divine love. And that love and that aspect of God is you. It's in your energy field. But we block it. That's why we need to get rid of the fears and the limiting beliefs. So we can unblock that divine love. It's there. It's flowing all the time. That's the reason dark beings are dark and heavy. They have blocked it. If you're not getting a good flow, that means you blocked it. No one else can block it. No one can block your energy, just you. So we ask at this time to release as many blocks as we can and to help everyone to be receptive. Once we're receptive, then we can receive more. When we can receive more, then we can have more inner peace. And with the inner peace, we get the clarity. And with the clarity, we can start making better decisions. Receptivity is so important. Now we'll call him Chief. Chief is my pet name for my main guide. And he represents the ancient ones. And his main aspect is the ancient ones that are on the earth. There's many, many beings that have been in human form for a long, long time on earth. And they've stayed behind after they died. They stayed behind to hold the energies of the earth. And we need to let them know that we're here. We're doing this work now. And for them to look around, because there's many, many groups and many, many individuals that are helping to clear the energies. So at this time, if they want to release these, many of these are very tired. Some of them are very angry because of the things that we've done to the land, done to their sacred sites. But we ask them to look within at this time and see if it's their time to go. And they can go to the light, they can have better understanding, and they can release and move on, because you can't move on with your soul progression when you keep yourself locked down here. So we invite them to go to the light at this time. And if they choose to stay, let them know they can go to the light at any time. And to please ask for assistance in healing yourselves, those who are angry and upset with the humans, so that we can start working together more. The anger is not good. Next, we focus on Pan. Pan is the overseer of nature, the overseer of all the nature spirits and all of the elements and the elementals. We can call on Pan for assistance with the storms. Those are the air elements, the earth, when there's earthquakes, the fires, and the waters. And we're reminded of the work of Masaru Emoto with the water. He's scientifically proven to us that we have the ability, just with our thoughts, to restore water back to its crystalline, perfect construction on an anatomic level, subatomic level even. And we can do this with our glass of water. We can do this with all the waters of the earth. Just blessing our water and blessing our food. When there's a storm, we can gather together and ask the elementals to soothe the storm, push it out to sea, to break it up so it's not as damaging. There is a need for thunder and lightning and fires and storms. This is all part of nature, but we can help to lessen the impact, the negative impact on humans. Now we call in Michael and his legions, Archangel Michael. And one of his specialties is he will cut the cords, the non-beneficial cords between everyone. And he pulls them out. He pulls out the root from each end, you and any predator you're having problems with. And sometimes we're not even having problems with it. We have energetic cords to people that we knew as a child or whatever. They're not even around anymore. But it just kind of create a drain on our energy field. And it cuts all the ones that are non-beneficial and heals and seals the root cause. He's also very much into helping with the dark entities as well. He and Jesus are very good with that. They have dominion over a lot of the dark entities, but they do not have dominion over the rogue reptilians and some of the other ones. That's the Arcturians. So if you have problems with any of these, you know who to call in now. And we call in our representatives for the Galactic Federation of Light. They've been a big help in helping to keep our skies and our atmosphere clear of the extraterrestrials that are coming in ships. That's their main area, because we have a lot of different portals. They have dominion over some, but not all. And there's been these hybrid programs going on for a long time. And people need to understand that a lot of those programs were part of your pre-incarnation plan, and they were very much needed. We are all star seeds. We've all come from somewhere else. And they're doing evolutionary work. They're helping us. Otherwise, we'd all be still stuck down there in the caveman days. And a lot of people that are starting to have memory of the abductions and stuff, sometimes they just, this was pre-incarnation, it was planned, and sometimes it's very scary. But if you run across people like this, or if you had this experience yourself, pray about it. Go into meditation and ask if this was something that was part of the hybrid program or any of the programs, the evolutionary programs. We also have had others that have been in here, the rogue scientists, and a lot of them didn't mean to do us harm, but they didn't understand us. That's why they're here. They're here to learn about us, but they didn't understand how they were affecting us emotionally, especially those who had memories or woke up during time when they were on the ship. And they didn't realize how frightening that would be. So most of those are gone. Most of those programs are now have been dismantled, and they're out there and they're helping to keep our skies as clear as they can, so we don't get this interference that we don't need. I'm also being reminded to tell you they are not our saviors. There's a lot of people out there who are waiting for the ships to come down and show themselves and take us away and save us, but that's not how it is at all. There's nothing to be saved from. It's all an evolutionary path. So if you want to be saved, you got to save yourself. And the way you save yourself is getting rid of all your fears and opening yourself up for more divine love. That's your savior. You are your savior when you unblock and allow in the divine love, the connection with God, the connection with your soul, who you really are. Metatron is the overseer of my group. He's also the overseer of the archangels and most of what's happening on earth. He's the one that's been speaking through me and educating you as we go. And he says that he wants you to just remember who you really are. Remember your true roots. You are a spirit being. You came down to earth originally. Most of us have come down to experience the beauty of earth. But we were given free will, which was a blessing. You're given creative abilities. But through time, many of us wanted to be a little adventurous. And we got ourselves into trouble. We started trying things that were not in alignment with divine love, which was okay. There's no negative there. It's just part of the experience. Why come down to experience something or to experiment on something and then stay who exactly you were? Plus, we have the amnesia when we come in. So a lot of us through the years, most of us have had many, 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 many lifetimes. And most of us have, through those years, that energy stays. Each time you reincarnate, that energy stays in your energy field. And those of you who are listening to this, you're already at a level of understanding. You already know you're a spirit being. You're way ahead of the game with most people. And you have the ability at this time to actually ascend and make this your last lifetime if that's what you choose to do. But you have to do the inner work. You have to release the fears. You have to find the beliefs that you've created. And you don't have to go back to all these lifetimes. Some people will be led to past life regressions, or that will come up in your meditation if you're allowing it yourself to be shown what you need to be seen. You have to ask. You have to ask to be shown. And when that comes up, even if you were a mass murderer in another lifetime, it doesn't matter in this lifetime. What matters in this lifetime is to be the best human you can be, to connect with your soul, and to connect with God, the source of all, the creator that's within you and all. God is everything. And to connect with this and release those fears and beliefs so you can have full divine love. When you can get to that point, you don't have to come back. And the light workers right now, they're giving a dispensation by grace. That's what my Metatron is calling it. I call it brownie points. We're given a lot of brownie points for the work that we are doing when we're not only working on ourselves, but we're also helping others. And the more we can do this, and the more we can pull away from what we don't need down here, there's a lot of negativity and stuff going on, wars and all these, a lot of crimes and terrible things that are happening, but we don't have to focus on that. Allow those people who are involved in that. That's their karma that they're working out. You can pray for them that they change and they wake up, but you don't have to be a part of it. And if it's bringing you down, then unplug from it. Don't watch it. Pray for it. Don't watch it. If you want to be an activist for a certain cause, then that's your business. But then be giving positive solutions. Don't spread anything negative unless you've researched it, and don't spread anything negative unless you have a positive solution to offer. They're all saying that they love you beyond measure. They're so proud of you for awakening and coming. This is not easy work down here. And most of us that have been down here for many, many, many years, it's very easy to get stuck back into the past, this life and other lives. But those of us who are awakening, they're very, very proud of us. They're here to support us. And they're saying beyond anything, make meditation, deep meditation, important integral part of your day. And at the end of the day, review your day and anything that you've done, said that you don't like, start preparing ways, thinking of ways that you can change that so you can break the patterns and never, ever, ever berate yourself. Let go of the guilt, let go of the shame. You can say, okay, I messed up. Didn't like how I acted or reacted to that one. Don't want to do that again. I'm going to try doing this and keep doing it until it changes. So they're saying, beloved, you are beloved, you are loved always and always. All right, so just take a moment now to thank all these billions that were here and to thank each other. There is definitely power in the numbers. We're a small group, but there's a lot more power than just being one. But you can do this work. You can use this recording and do this work yourself. And join other groups. Join groups that are alignment, that are spiritual alignment for peace on earth and healing. And most of all, do your own work in your own energy field. Amen.